With summer upon us, of course, that's going to mean a busy season out on the ball diamond, and Kincardine Minor Baseball is undoubtedly going to be very, very busy this year. One guy who's really busy with Kincardine Minor Baseball is Braden Novak. You've got, what, like 10 titles with Kincardine Minor Baseball? Director of
Equipment.
Yeah. You're the umpire chief. You coach as well. Who are you coaching this season?
13U OBA team.
Okay, so... Yeah. You're very busy with baseball.
Yeah, I enjoy it. So it is a lot of fun. It is satisfying. It's something I used to do growing up. But yeah, I enjoy it.
Well, it's all about the kids too, and the kids love baseball. And there's lots of baseball to be played this summer in Kincardine. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that Kincardine Minor Baseball is involved in. Starting with preseason clinics for the girls' fastball development. Those are happening.
Yeah, that's right. That's every Wednesday. I take my daughter Genevieve to it. Brandon Owens runs it. It's from 6 to 7 on Wednesdays, and it's $40, and I think he's running until the end of May.
Okay.
At the Davidson Center Gym, pardon me.
All right, and if people want to sign up for that, just reach out to Kincardine Minor Baseball on Facebook.
You can reach out to any of our executives, reach out on Facebook, check the site. If you know Brandon Owens, you can contact him or any other executive member like myself or Ryan Frazier. Mm-hmm. There's a few of us out there, just... Website or Facebook probably be easiest.
All right. And for those that are getting out this season to some of the local diamonds, you might know that there's been some upgrades that have been completed thanks to local 2222.
That's right.
Talk about those upgrades and where people might see them.
They upgraded the dugouts on Connaught Front Diamond last year. It was a hit both with us and with the kids. The kids really liked it. It's two-tier benches. It's shaded now. Gives you a lot more of a sort of professional feel when you come to Connaught Park. It's, the kids really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great to have those upgrades done. And there's also going to be I think you guys said you were working on a hardball umpire clinic. You don't quite have the details set on that, but that's something that's in the works, I believe.
That's right. Yeah, it was supposed to be on April 15th, but OBA couldn't make that happen. So we're working on a May 6th date right now, still waiting for confirmation. And once I do, I'll send word out to all my umpires and anyone else who's looking to umpire this year.
There's a special program that's out that's the Blue Jays are affiliated with, the Rally Cap program. Tell us about that program that Kincardine Minor Baseball is going to be doing.
That's right. So this is our second year doing Rally Cap. It's Blue Jays program nationwide. It's just to get kids involved in the game. Baseball can be a tough game to play and stay attentive to when you're young, really young. It can be a little bit boring for some. So the Rally Cap program just provides a bunch of small drills and you can progress through. And I think you get stickers and stuff and you play mini games. It just keeps kids active while they're learning baseball and they're just picking up skills and just having fun at the same time. So it just kind of happens naturally that way.
There's going to be a special camp. The Kincardine Cubs PD Day Baseball Camp is coming back. That's going to be on June 2nd this year?
That's right, June 2nd. It's on a PD Day, so all the kids can attend and gives you an opportunity to come out and see the Cubs, the successful Cubs. They've won many provincial titles. They're back-to-back double-A champs now. Get the chance to learn from the best of Kincardine.
All right, so that's June 2nd for that PD Day Baseball Camp.
Pizza included.
Pizza included. Mm-hmm. That's the best part.
Yeah.
The Mike McClellan Classic is going to be happening on Saturday, June 24th. Tell us about that event.
That's right. So also known as Kincardine Day in Canada, the McClellan Classic. We're going to be having all age groups have their team playing that day. I think we might be starting as early as 10 o'clock in the morning, and it goes into the wee hours of the night. There's a beer garden, there's raffles, and you get to see all the Kincardine teams, age groups, play a baseball game that day.
That's really cool. It's just a celebration of everything baseball Kincardine.
And in memory of Mike McClellan, yeah.
So that's Saturday, June 24th for that event. Let's look into July now. Kincardine Minor Baseball Camp is going to be coming back. This year it's going to be the 12th and 13th of July at Connaught Park.
That's right, yeah. Two-day event. It's a lot of baseball. There's a lot of kids that came out last year. We had a lot of kids from out of town last year. And Willie Wilson's coming back. He had a great time last year, former World Series champ. He's got tons of stories to tell and a lot of insight for all the young kids. And he really had a fun time. And that's why he's coming back this year.
That's really cool. It's not often that you get to talk to someone who won a World Series, but you'll get to learn from one how to play the game July 12th and 13th at Connaught Park. Okay, and then one final thing. Of course, it takes a village to do events like this, not just one event, but an entire season of a minor sport. You're always looking for volunteers and people to help out.
Yes, we are. We were definitely running a little thin last year, and we basically doubled our executive over the course of the off season. But we are always looking for more help. Like you said at the beginning, I'm doing three jobs. We are always looking for more help. There's other positions that are vacant. So any way anyone can help at all is always welcome and appreciated.
What kind of time commitment are you looking for people that maybe I've got a few hours a week? Am I still usable? Can I help?
Totally. Yeah, absolutely anything. 5 minutes a week. It's each position varies on the amount of time required. It's more like in spurts. It's not so much a weekly requirement. It's just you might have a time of the year, like for the equipment, let's say it's at the beginning of the year, basically. Right before the baseball season starts, that's when it kind of gets the busiest for you. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you just kind of cruise the rest of the way, and it's different for each position. So.
All right. Anything else that we need to know about Kincardine Minor Baseball or anything that's coming up in the next couple months?
The only thing I can think of is we're hoping to get on the diamond shortly. Just Connaught Park's basically where we have a lot of our baseball. We do play in Legion 2 and Tiverton Park. Come out and just watch some kids play baseball and check out the new dugouts. They're pretty sweet.
All right. So one more time, if people want to get in touch with you or with Kincardine Minor Baseball to get more information on any of the things that we just talked about, how do they do that?
You can go to our website, KincardineMinorBaseball.ca, or you can go to our Facebook page, Kincardine Minor Baseball. And that's it. Or you can, if you know any of the executive members, myself, Braden Novak, our president's Ryan Frazier, and we got quite a few people that you can reach out to and get any kind of information. We're more than happy to offer anything we can.
All right, Braden. Well, best of luck to you this season. Fingers crossed that we get lots of sunny days and we get to play lots of baseball in Kincardine.
Cheers.